crotchety Wolf, the lovable, huggable Hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:54 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, wrapping up a broadcast week. We've only got two more days, Monday and Tuesday of next week, and then we're gone the rest of the week because we're going to be on vacation. So that's going to be fun.
Not me.
Yeah, you're going on vacation too. I saw the schedule.
No.
Yeah, that said P1 WAC on vacation, and I'm pretty upset about that.
Well, we're not, and I want to make this clear for anybody who might be listening next week that doesn't have a life and will be listening to The Ticket on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, because we're doing shows, both of them, from P1's houses. Christmas Eve will be at Curtis the P1 Preacher's house for Christmas Eve.
Why?
Because I like doing the show. Two reasons. One, I like doing the show. And two, I was a listener to this station for many years before I worked here. And it used to piss me off to no end when the shows that I loved would go on vacation. Screwed up my listening day.
You know, I met another guy today who has not taken a vacation in 12 years. Rob Walonski. 12 years Walonski hadn't taken a vacation.
I applaud that.
But see, he's got one of those jobs where he can probably go 3 or 4 days without working at all.
But he doesn't do that. He says he goes in there every day because he fears that they'll realize how easy his job is if he leaves.
Me too.
It's nice of you to put it on the air where they can...
Hey.
Yeah.
We all have a Dan Cilio in our lives.
Who's that?
He's the guy that'll run in here if I take a night off.
Dan Cilio?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to replace you if you take off a vacation.
That's what they want you to take vacation.
Yeah,
because that keeps your batteries recharged.
Cat claims he's going to force me to take vacation next year, but I've been reviewing the employee's handbook, which I still have.
I hate you.
I don't think it's possible.
Start farting.
I'll tell you what, if you don't want your days... Then you give them to me and Ryan's. We'll take their vacation.
I'm good for two things, to give you vacation days and drink tickets. Everybody loves me at the holiday party because I'm not using mine. But the thing is, they won't pay us for them.
Right.
They just burn. I know.
That doesn't bother you?
Well, I don't lie. I'd prefer to get paid for it, but I'm not going to take the time off.
Oh, so it's all about the money.
No, I'm saying, I don't get paid for
the money.
It.
All about the money.
What?
No, I don't get paid for it.
That's what I'm saying. So you're all about money.
No, if
not about serving the P1.
You have a paid vacation.
Right, that burns up, that I don't take.
Okay, you want the money, you want to work, but then get the money that you didn't...
I'm saying it'd be better, but I realize I'm not going to get it, so I just let them burn because I want to do the show.
Then just take the time off.
Because I want to do the show. We do a two-hour show every night. That is not that big of an investment. It drives me insane.
You need to travel. You need to go experience life.
I mean, don't you like want to go to... Like California and hang around or something? Maybe go to New York?
You know what I'm going to do in February? Going to go to New Orleans for the Girls Gone Wild Mardi Gras party. You know who's going with me? The listeners. So we can do a show. So you combine the vacation and the show. And then that way, you don't have to stop doing the show. That's what we do.
I like to get away from these two F-heads for at least a few weeks a year, and I know they want to get away from me.
See, if I worked,
you got that right.
Well, see, if I worked on the show, I'd want to be with you guys 5 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year.
Can you imagine being with him that long?
No. I mean, Reiner can't even go 5 minutes to mix.
That's my point. We get
20 hours a week.
Look, we get 2 days off out of the week every week. I go on vacation every Saturday and every Sunday.
Not me. I work Saturdays, buddy.
No, I'll be working tomorrow, too. I got to go to Just for Feet.
For what?
An appearance.
You ever seen Reiner so defeated?
I don't think so.
I never have in 10 years.
I think you've aged 2 years in the last 5 minutes.
I think I have, too.
It's just such a weird bit.
What?
The thing that Reiner does with the disinterest.
He wants to go
home. Well, I think
he's
genuinely disinterested. I really did.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Just like me, he wants to get out of here.
I know, again, because this job is so taxing that it's 6:58. Everybody's just drained. I mean, my God, you've been here for 3 hours and 58 minutes.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's time to go home.
No. 4 hours and 58 minutes. We get here an hour early.
Man, there's some guy riding home in the back of a pickup truck with a boombox back there, and he's been tarring roads all day long. He does not understand
that. Well, you know what? You know what I say to that guy? He should have done like me. He should have met Reiner about 14 years ago. Then he could have had this job.
I guess that was his shortcoming.
That's it. All right, two-minute drill time right now. Boy, has he been waiting on that.
Fine.
This is brought to you by Service King Collision Repair Centers and Nissan. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words.
He's been Captain Sucky.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. And here are these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill. Go. You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
He's been Captain Sucky and Pat.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
He's been Captain Sucky. Fernando sucks. Maybe you should sit with Dan Paul and see how it is to be nice to people when you take phone calls.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
He's been Captain.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
He's been Captain Sucky, and next year will be the year of these nuts.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Evening, Captain Sucky. Boy, Reiner, I hope you have a good weekend, and come back in 2012.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Danny Paul, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We're back Monday at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Until then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming. We'll see you.
Is The Ticket, KGCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger.